The NASDAQ, the S&P opening higher as chips and mega caps rebound. More on that now from the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, David Hochberg. Good start today, huh, Dave?
Yeah, good start, yeah.
And you are enthused about the rates, the mortgage rates, aren't
you? Yeah, the mortgage rates have already started dropping in anticipation for the Fed rate cut coming that most of our industry experts are predicting in September. Again, I'll believe that when I see it. The first one was supposed to be in March. We kind of missed that mark by about 6 months. So if September's right, we'll experience a cut in September, and then our listeners will have lower credit card bills, and those that are seeking auto loans and any other type of loan will be paying lower interest rates. So we've already seen a quarter to a half a point decrease in the 30-year fixed loan in anticipation of a rate cut coming later this year.
Good news, I guess, also for tenants. Yeah. There's some new protection policies.
Yeah, starting in February 2025, apartment owners who receive financing from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac will be required to enact a number of new tenant protection rules that the Federal Housing Finance Authority has released. One of them will require landlords with a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac backed loan to provide 30 days notice of tenants before they increase their rents or terminate their lease under the new policy. The challenge is, how are you going to know that your landlord has a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan? So there are Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac lookups that we use to look up loans. So I'll be more than happy to share that with our listeners.
Also, the Department of Housing and Urban Development is keeping appraisers and lenders honest, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're trying anyway.
Well, they're always the big brother, big watchdogs there. HUD charged Rocket and appraisal companies with racial discrimination. They've charged a group of appraisers and lenders with housing discrimination in Denver, alleging the companies involved undervalued a homeowner's property because she is black. HUD announced the charge Monday against the appraisal company Maverick Appraisal Group, appraisal management companies Solidify U.S. Incorporated, the lender Rocket Mortgage, and appraiser Maxim with a very, very difficult to pronounce last name. According to the report, other recent appraisals of the same property had steadily increased in value, yet the appraisal resulted in dramatic drop despite the Denver market experiencing substantial growth in home values at the time, wrote HUD in a statement on Monday. So Rocket Mortgage is under the gun. I put them under the gun this Saturday when I had a listener who refinanced with them last year, and they charged her over $10,500 in closing costs. Tried to refinance her 12 months later and drill her with another $9,100 in costs. So
ouch.
Kind of exposed them for that little nefarious action, if you will.
There was a headline recently about consumer credit card write-offs at Citibank hitting the highest in a couple of years. What does that mean exactly?
Well, this means that's why you're getting your rate cut. Okay, so when you start seeing, and we've been talking about it for years on the show, when consumers stop spending money that they don't have on things that they don't need, and they're at their breaking point, is when you'll start seeing a rate cut. This just dropped this morning. U.S. consumer credit card write-offs at Citibank hit 6.5%, the highest since the second quarter of 2022. Doubled in just 2 years, with $2.1 trillion in excess savings depleted since 2021. Consumers are struggling to pay off credit card debt. As a result, Citigroup has started shuttering. Here's what you have to be careful of, listeners. Citigroup has started shuttering unused credit card accounts and raising its capacity for collecting bad debt to manage its losses. Meanwhile, at Wells Fargo and JP Morgan Chase, net charge-offs from their credit card business jumped 60% in the second quarter of this year. So what does that mean in Cliff Notes version, how you and I graduated high school? It means that the balloon is about ready to pop on the credit cards. These companies are not going to continue to experience these type of losses. It also means that if you flash back 20 years ago or 18 years ago after the 2007-08 collapse, what did banks do with home equity line of credits if you had one? They froze them or they shut them down altogether. Same thing is happening now if you have credit cards with these companies that you're not using. They're probably going to shut them down. If you've had challenges in the past, they're probably going to shut them down because they are trying to limit your exposure. So we are at the breaking point. You can't get any more air in the balloon, Bob, and it's about ready to pop on the credit card side of things.
Are they going to lower those late fees the credit card companies charge? I thought there was some movement in that. In that area.
Yeah, sure.
No, I guess not. Huh?
I don't know if they're going to lower the late fees, but they are teaming up to come after you if you owe them money. So stop spending money on things you don't need with money you don't have. It's a different story if you don't have the money and you need it to feed your family. I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted SOB. I understand there are a lot of listeners in that situation, but there are also a lot of listeners out there that are just going out and spending money they don't have and you know, without any regard of what's going to happen to them. Here's the key thing. With $2.1 trillion of excess savings depleted since 2021, that's with all the funny free money that came out during COVID. All the money was dropped into your accounts. All the business owners that got the PPP money that were making record revenues those years and spending money. That's why we have inflation. All that money stopped, okay? Mm-hmm, and all that money's now out of the system, and we're back loading up credit cards, and it's coming to the end. The track is the end of the track is in sight, and these credit card companies are going to do something about it.
More advice from David. You can also debate him on the radio here Saturday morning, starting after the 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, anybody from Rocket wants to call in to talk about why a listener should pay $19,000 in closing costs in 12 months, I'd be more than happy to discuss that on my show.
We'll be listening. Thanks, Dave. On.